Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and RBN is conducting a pledge drive, and we would appreciate it if you could help out by contributing to that pledge drive. Just call 800-724-2719 or go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can also purchase some products from the RBN website or subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the usual $1.33 per month. We will take calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Pam Colleen. She is an expert on addictions, and she maintains that the majority of the population has addiction. She is the author of Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic, and the co-author with Dr. Joseph Mercola of The Great Bird Flu Hoax. Her websites are PamColleen.com and AddictionTheHiddenEpidemic.net/book.html. And those are linked on the radio schedule page. Now, you were talking about addictions, and, you know, I have a friend that is addicted to a psychiatric drug that she has been trying to get off of for 6 years. And so I think that it's very, very important to recognize that some of the things that your doctor gives to you, that prescribes things to you, are actually just very addictive. In fact, I think they're more addictive than other things.
They are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a terrible problem with mood-altering drugs and prescriptions, because the doctors may, you know, write these prescriptions like they're, you know, handing out candy, but they're not trained to identify addiction. They're not trained to know how to get the individual off the drug once they're more stable. And so that's the, I would say, the bulk of people who come to me are taking some sort of prescription medication, and they want off the drug, and they can't come off the drug. And it's because, number one, they're not getting enough animal fat in their diet to stabilize their nervous system. So I have to educate them on making sure they're getting enough animal fat in their diet. And, you know, number two, their biochemistry is such a mess that, and it's largely due to malnutrition, that it's very hard to turn around that biochemistry without doing some very strategic type of, and very targeted type of supplements. And that's essentially what I do, is I basically work with the individual's biochemistry. I test their biochemistry, and what I can see in that biochemistry is very weak adrenal function. I see a lot of heavy metals in the individual. And, of course, it's just there's just so many things going wrong in terms of deficiencies and toxicities that we have to turn that situation around. And I wish the problems would turn around overnight. They don't. It takes a good year, if not 2 years, to get the biochemistry back. And so it can take, like, every individual is going to be different in terms of how they can wean themselves off, working with their doctor, of course, how they can wean themselves off these drugs. I leave that entirely up to the doctor and the patient. But what I'm doing is helping strengthen their biochemistry so that their mood is more stable, that they're feeling happy, joy, happiness and joy, motivation, so that they can sleep well at night on their own without having to turn to a drug. And as they start getting more and more mentally, emotionally stable, then they can go to their doctor and say, can you help me now wean me off these drugs? And it's something I can see happen with my clients. But not everybody thinks it's possible, and that's just not true. It is possible to come off drugs. It doesn't matter to me whether the individual is talking about a legal drug or an illegal drug. What I see happening is when you get the biochemistry back again into what it should be, then you can feel more mentally stable and happy on your own. And that's, you know, it's a lot of hard work, but it's worth it.
Right. All righty. We're going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we'll take some calls after the break at 800-313-9443.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Pam Colleen, and her website is pamcolleen.com. And we do have some callers. Let's take Arthur in Georgia. Arthur, welcome to the program. Yo, Arthur.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, okay.
Okay, there you are. Yeah, interesting conversation. I can remember my mom telling me stories of how I had to literally be put on, basically just say, on raw live food because I was starving. And I was actually dying, and this was when I was a baby, and she couldn't breastfeed because her milk was sour, and she tried baby formula, and eventually I ended up at the doctor. Doctor said, the boy's dying of starvation, so I went immediately on to straight cow's milk with a few little ingredients added to it. But I remember in the early 90s, I married a hardcore vegan, and I tried to do to switch my diet around, and I ended up really sick, and after about 6 months, I ended up at the doctor, and he couldn't figure out what was going on, and he asked me, he said, something's got to be different here because you've never had these problems, and he said, what in your life has changed? And I said, I'm on a vegan diet, and he said, oh, well, there you go, and within like about maybe a month after starting back on meat and eggs and real butter and all of this, it was amazing the difference I felt. And then here last year, I tried an experiment because I've been trying to warn people about stay away from the middle of the grocery store, which is something I heard on RBN. And so I went and I bought some prepackaged food, and it was within days. I cannot tell you how sick I got. It was just amazing. I went back to my regular diet, because I eat right out of my own yard. My whole yard is my pantry because, I mean, it's just one big giant garden. And real meat, real butter. I don't do margarine. I don't do any of that garbage. But I'm kind of curious because there seems to be a debate going on about margarine. And here's where I'm hoping to get some clarification on this. What is the I don't buy into the concept that margarine is one step of one ingredient away from plastic. I find that a little hard to believe. But to me, margarine, the whole concept of margarine, because we know it was used originally to try to fatten up turkeys, but the turkeys were dying. What was causing that, and exactly what is margarine? Without just telling people, why don't you just eat a spoonful of lard, what can I tell them to get them away from margarine, back on butter?
Well, one thing you can tell them is that the scientific community has a nickname for hydrogenated fat, and that is that they call them killer fats. So there's a quick one. But essentially, they're so heavily processed that these you know, thickened type or butter simulated fats are so heavily processed that there is a lot of damage done to the actual oil. And so, and this damage that's being done to the oil is just really what's causing what I would call chaos in the body. The body doesn't recognize these molecules, these very damaged molecules, and the body rejects them. And on top of that, you have the notion of displacement. So rather than getting the molecules from nature, as in you would get from butter, the body knows how to identify the molecules that are in butter and will use those molecules appropriately. And it will, those molecules will stabilize your nervous system, will feed sex hormones, will feed the cell membrane, and so on. But when you're putting molecules in the body that are not identifiable by the body, then they just cause chaos. And so basically lead to physical degeneration and mental degeneration. And that's, I think in a nutshell, that's what I would say about the damaging effects of margarines and spreads.
All right. Thank you, madam. I appreciate it. Because my niece, she's just like, I have been trying forever to get her to eat butter and give up this margarine, and she will sit there and tell me all day long butter is some of the nastiest stuff she's ever tasted. But the problem was she never even tasted real butter until I cooked something with real butter, and she was like 24. She'd never had butter in her entire life. And the
just
only
keep in mind that all throughout civilizations, butter has been considered a sacred food.
Really?
Oh, yes. Very much so. It's a sacred food in many cultures around the world.
Great.
Huh, didn't know
okay.
That.
Well, thank you so much, Arthur, for your phone call. Appreciate it. Pam, what about eating for your blood type?
Mm-hmm. Well, doctor, you know, I heard, I think it was Dr. Julian Whitaker on CNN, I think it was, or someplace like that, and he gave a great summary of that, and he said, you know, dogs have different blood types, and he's right, dogs have different blood types. I think that some people can actually follow the guidelines in there and probably have some improvements, but I think it's just really very, it's just far too complicated for most people. I don't think it has a lot of roots in true history, true nutritional facts or nutritional biochemistry. Most of us came from a meat-eating environment. And so I think the answers are far more simple than what is laid out in that book. I think we should just return to 3 square meals a day, eat the way we did when we know we were healthier, and eat foods that are identifiable, not just to our vision, but to our palates. And I think we'll be all much better off for it. I think that I have a huge library of nutritional books, and I see a lot of, you know, very intellectual thinking around diet. I see a lot of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pages written on what healthy eating is, and I think it's just a lot of, paralysis of analysis. I think the answers are far more simple than what many of these books are putting out, and that's, I think that's what we need to return to. We just need to return to common sense eating and not paralyze ourselves with just all this information that we're being bombarded with today, because most of the information we're getting today nutritionally is indeed misinformation. It's not based on biochemical facts. It's based on urban myth. It's based on dogma. It's based on marketing-based science, which isn't real science. And that's what's confusing so many people, in particular, you know, people following low-fat diets or vegetarian or vegan diets.
Right. Now you talk in your book about iodine, you talk about thyroid health. Could you address that issue? Because there are a lot of people who have been diagnosed as hypothyroid.
Again, that's something I work with on a daily basis. People come to me and they think they have thyroid problems, and it's really not a thyroid problem in as much as it is an adrenal problem. And so the core of what I have to do with everybody I work with, of course, is to get those adrenals back working again, because your adrenals and your thyroid work like a brake and a gas pedal. So as the adrenals become insufficient, then the thyroid perks up, or when the adrenals are working in overdrive, then the thyroid goes down. And it's because we live in this fast new world, we're pushing our adrenals to the max. That they're just not designed to be taxed to the levels that they're being taxed today. And that, I think, is the fundamental message, is that we must learn to put ourselves into a parasympathetic state, which is a state of resting and digesting. Resting and digesting is the optimal state for the human. And all of this pushing that we're doing today, whether it's through too much exercise or overworking, overcommitting ourselves, this is just not natural to the human body. When we were hunter-gatherers, archaeologists have summarized that they think we probably worked about 17 hours a week, and that if we exerted ourselves at all, it was to avoid getting eaten or to eat. So we only really ran 2 to 3 minutes at a time. And so all of these people, unfortunately, who are running on treadmills in a gym or running marathons or what have you, are really depleting what I call their batteries, and their batteries being their adrenal glands. And so what I have to do with individuals when I work with them is I have to force them into a parasympathetic state. I have to get them to rest more, make more choices in the day that are going to lead to the relaxation of their adrenal glands versus this chaos that we're exposed to on a daily basis.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's the opposite. See, it's the opposite of what people are being told. They're being told, you know, that they need to go to a gym and run on a treadmill, and that's what's going to make them healthy. And that's one of the things that I used to believe, because I was an over-exerciser. And here I was with chronic fatigue, and I was exercising like a fiend, not realizing that I was making my chronic fatigue worse because I was depleting my batteries, my adrenals. So I believe in exercise, don't get me wrong. But it's just a strenuous activity that can be counterproductive, especially when people are struggling with anything from fatigue to depression to anxiety to sleep problems, whatever the case may be. So if those are symptoms that people experience, that should be a clue that they need to really take care of their adrenal glands.
Wow. All right. You talk also about iodorol and other forms of iodine that, that people can take. And I've been taking iodorol for probably 5 years, and because I have a hypothyroid problem, and
my favorite source of iodine is actually just straight up kelp, but it's important to make sure that you have some source of iodine in your diet at some point, because, you know, where I live in a goiter belt, so it's most people where I live here in southern Ontario and even into Michigan are going to be more prone to developing goiter or just, say, thyroid problems. But you're not going to get enough iodine from eating table salt, and there are other problems that I see with table salt as well. But I want to talk after the break. I hear your music coming up there, Deanna. What I want to talk about is fluoride, fluoride in our city water, and how that can impair adrenal and thyroid function.
All righty. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break, so stay tuned.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Pam Colleen. Her website is pamcolleen.com. And you wanted to talk about fluoride, and it's something that that we talked about at a health meeting that I was at on Sunday. It's a chapter of the Weston Price network. So
yeah. Fluoride, artificial fluoridation of our water supply is a big interference in terms of supporting your overall health. I mean, or compromising, I should say, your overall health. And unfortunately, a lot of our health officials out there today believe that artificial fluoridation is a good thing. And it's just, nothing could be further from the truth. The substance that they're adding to our city water supplies is something called hydrofluorosilicic acid, HFSA. And this artificial chemical is coming from the fertilizer industry. What they're doing is they're scraping the smokestacks of the fertilizer industry and basically selling the product to cities and using humans as human waste disposals. That's the nuts and bolts of fluoridation. And the EPA deemed this substance too toxic for the air, too toxic for the land, too toxic for the water. And so the fertilizer industry was in a real conundrum because it cost so much money to get rid of this substance that they didn't want to pay to get rid of it. So they came up with a very ingenious idea to turn it into a value-added product. And as soon as they turned it into a value-added product and sugar-coated it by saying that it was good for our teeth, Then, of course, there was no more sound, no more mention of toxicity associated with this substance. And indeed, it is very toxic. And so there's Dr. Paul Conant, who co-authored the book with two other researchers. His book came out about a year and a half ago called The Case Against Fluoride. And I'll be seeing Dr. Conant this weekend in Toronto. He's going to be, we're both speaking at the Total Health Show in Toronto this weekend. And there was, I have to say, there's a lot of things going on here in southern Ontario with regards to getting fluoride out of our city water. There's some very strategic educational approaches that we're taking to try and get through to city officials and let them know that they're just basically pawns in this entire system, that they've been blindsided by the fact that they just are not, have not been educated on the dark side to fluoride, and that the research that they're relying upon is basically just is fraudulent, essentially. But here's something I want to let your audience know about. Carroll County News just published a story where there are some people there looking into removing fluoride from a small city. And what they did was they contacted 49 suppliers of fluoride, asking for proper American National Standards Institute, ANSI, and NSF 60 certification that would list all contaminants by weight and include information about toxicology studies pertaining to those contaminants. Now, this is very, very significant. I know many of your listeners may not see the significance in this, but this is extremely significant because when they asked 49 suppliers for the toxicology studies, not one supplier responded to the request for information. So essentially, they're putting this substance in our water, and yet not one single toxicology study has been published to show or prove the safety of this toxic substance, which it is. It's very toxic. I mean, when you read Dr. Conant's book, you'll see it's associated with all sorts of health problems, everything from thyroid problems to hip fractures and so on, cancer and so on. There's all sorts of research out there that's been published to show the dark side of fluoride. And we have gone to our city councilors, and we have gone to our Board of Health, and we have asked them for proof that this substance is safe to add to our city water, and they have yet to come up with one single study, and we know that there isn't one, that one just simply does not exist.
Wow. Well, that's what we have to do because, you know, trying to find a perfect water filter to get that out is almost impossible because then it takes all the other minerals out that your body really needs. So the best thing to do, of course, is to get the cities and the towns to stop putting it in the water.
That's right. That's the solution. And that has to happen without confrontation. It has to happen with education. Because when you go to your city councilors and show them the science, they become overwhelmed because the vast majority of them are not scientists and they're very intimidated by science and they don't want to look like they're being intimidated by science. And so you have to find other ways to reason with them in order to be able to win this fight. And fortunately, we are winning. More and more cities are pulling fluoride out of their city water. We've had some major victories here in Canada. Calgary pulled fluoride out of the water. Waterloo here in Ontario pulled out fluoride from their city water. We're seeing more and more examples where cities are seeing the light, are seeing how they've been manipulated by industry in order to use humans as waste disposals. And so they're really coming around and starting to pull out the water or pull out the HFSA from city water. And so we're hoping to see it out here where I live in London, Ontario. We're hoping Toronto. I know there's efforts going on even in New York City, which would be a huge victory for us if we can see the removal of HFSA out of New York's city water.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
The bottom line is that the fluoride is displacing iodine. So there's a reason why I brought it up. And so if you want to be able to use your iodine, you've got to remove the competing halogen like fluoride.
All righty. Okay, we do have to take a break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes and take another call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Pam Colleen. Her website is pamcolleen.com. And one of our listeners sent an email asking about pink slime. Another one said, what will these industrial waste producers do with all of their waste when people wake up? And I would also like to talk about gut flora, and we do have another caller.
Okay.
So why don't we take our caller, and then we'll address those other things. Wes in Idaho, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Can I get Pam to comment on ketogenic and paleo diets?
Sure. Sure, yeah. The ketogenic or paleo diet, basically the emphasis there is tends to be, you know, sort of a high protein, high fat, and low carb paradigm. And essentially what you're trying to do is get the body to increase ketones. Now, ketones are basically, in a nutshell, an alternative fuel to sugar. And so it's much better to run on ketones than it is to run on sugar. And, of course, we see the consequences of a high sugar diet or a high carbohydrate diet all around us every single day, where people are eating too much refined sugar, too much juice in their diet, too many fruits in their diet, for example, too many grains in their diet. So we're seeing the negative consequences of relying on sugar as fuel. And when you're actually eating enough protein and fat in your diet, then you put yourself in what is known as a ketogenic state, and ketones are a far better way to give your body the energy it needs to run on. And so that, in simple terms, is what you're talking about when you're talking about ketogenic diet. And what, and in order to put yourself in a more ketogenic state or more energy-efficient state, you want to eat a diet that emphasizes animal fat, animal protein, and relatively small amounts of what I call plant-based foods. And by saying that, I'm talking about things like too many fruits, too many vegetables, too many grains. And so it's okay to eat some fruits, some vegetables, and some grains in the diet, but eating too many of those foods can actually disrupt your metabolism and lead to all sorts of health problems. And so, but I do want to make an addendum here, and that is that the paleo diet does make some mistakes. And one of the mistakes that is made under that paradigm is that we ate lean meat and that we should eat lean meat. And that is just wrong. In the history of mankind, we have never eaten lean meats. We knew that lean meats gave us indigestion, it led to health problems. And so if we did kill an animal that was lean, of course, we would use rendered fat from a previous meal and coat that piece of meat with fat so that it would become digestible. And so I hope to see that type of misinformation coming from the paleo crowd corrected. I think we will see that correction come slowly but surely. A lot of the paleo people are saying more things like high fat, and low carb, for example, and that's a sign that they know the importance of eating fatty meats. When you do see lean or low fat in the paleo world, unfortunately, they're still somewhat misinformed.
I've heard you can't really survive on rabbit meat because it is so lean.
And the thing is that you could, if you had rendered fat, what you're supposed to do if you have lean meat is just spread, like if I'm eating a piece of lean meat, I eat extra butter with that meal so that I make sure I have enough fat in that meal to help digest the protein and the minerals.
Is butter acceptable on a paleo diet then? Some paleo people are saying no milk products at all. But...
Oh, yeah, they do say that. And, again, I find that rather misleading and unfortunate. And the reason why is because especially high-fat dairy products like high-fat cheese and high-fat, of course, fatty butter, which is mostly fat, these are really good ways to get what are known as the fat-soluble vitamins A and D. And so it not only is high-fat dairy an effective and efficient way of getting these important, these crucial nutrients, it's also a very delicious way to get these important nutrients. So I find it unfortunate that some people do demonize dairy. I am of Irish and Scottish descent, and I can tell you right now, my ancestors were extremely healthy, and they survived quite nicely on high-fat dairy products. If anybody is of European descent, then their ancestors probably survived quite nicely on dairy products. Of course, these were grazing animals, and the dairy would have been potentially, would have been raw, which would have made it, of course, much better quality. But this demonization of dairy as well, I find very unfortunate.
Well, thank you, Pam. There's a lot of different opinions on paleo diet, trying to get it straightened out. I guess
I think we will. I think there's news. I think there's good news around the corner. There's the Ancestral Health Symposium that took place last summer at the University of California, I believe San Francisco campus, where they had all of these people under one roof, and included in that you had a lot of people that were Weston A. Price oriented, combined with people who are paleo people, and then combined with people who are paleo people that are saying high fat, low carb. So that took place last summer. So they would have had a lot of time together, one-on-one, to educate each other. And the good news is not only, I think, was that symposium last summer quite successful, it's going to be held again this summer at the Harvard Law School. And again, you're going to see these two different camps come together, and I'm hoping that the people who understand the importance of animal fats, high-fat dairy, and so on, that they can actually help educate the people who are demonizing these elements of a healthy diet.
I think it's going the right direction. I want to point out that the oldest and largest group of vegetarians has got to be the Hindus in India, and I guess they don't have any people that live past 100 years of age. Their health is not outstanding, say nothing of the people in Hollywood that think vegetarianism is the way to go. There's really no examples of really high health vegetarians.
You're right. In southern India, where you see more vegetarianism, the people there are much, much less healthier than the people in northern India, where they do eat meat and more animal products in general. The people in northern India tend to be much taller and bigger, you know, in terms of their stature, and the people in southern India, which is more vegetarian-based, of course, they're much smaller in size as well, not just less healthy, but smaller in size.
This is the kind of study that people that are trying to decide vegetarian or meat should have easy access to. I mean, you got the China study out there kind of mixing things up because...
you have to always go back to common sense. I'm so glad you're bringing this up because I don't know about you, but when I go to a Chinese restaurant, they have duck on the menu, meat on the menu, fish, seafood on the menu. I mean, they do eat a lot of animal foods in China. They do rely on a lot of animal fat in China, and soy is, if they do eat soy, it's small amounts of soy, and hopefully it's fermented so that it's digestible. But it's relatively, they only eat about 2 tablespoons of soy a day. They don't eat a lot of soy in Asia. But it's common sense. Unfortunately, you know, people get duped by a lot of this misinformation going on out there. If you really want to find out whether or not the nutritional information you're hearing is correct, you have to ask yourself these questions. You have to say to yourself, does this information prove to me that couples are fertile, babies are healthy, that there's no chronic disease or mental disorders among society, and that the aging can age gracefully and still be productive members of society? So when you hear any nutritional information, you have to ask those questions to protect yourself, because most of the information we're getting today is simply urban myth. It's simply marketing-based science. It's not real. And so when I became a vegetarian thinking that it was going to help me get healthy, I look back now and I see how I was so duped. Because when I look at my ancestors, of course, they were the furthest thing from being vegetarian. How could I be so naive as to think that in one generation I could adapt to a diet low in animal fat, or in my case, with no animal fat? And it's now I look back and I see how absurd that is. So if anybody out there thinks that they know a healthy vegetarian, you have to take a step back and say, well, how healthy were their vegetarian great-grandparents? How healthy were their vegetarian grandparents? How healthy were their vegetarian parents? And how healthy are their vegetarian children? And you won't find any evidence of that.
All righty. Well, thank you, Wes. We do have other callers, so yeah. Sorry, we have to move on. Thank you so much. All righty, let's take quickly Sheila in Pennsylvania. Sheila, welcome to the program.
And I want to say hi to Pam, your guest. I want to ask Pam a question. Pam, have you ever heard of, now this is going way back, and it's sort of kind of like gotten, brushed under the rug, if you will, because I used to be really involved in this. It's called toxic sewage sludge, and then back in 1995, John Stauber, along with Sheldon Rampton, wrote a book called...
Toxic Sludge is Good for You.
Right.
I have it sitting right here.
Okay, then you're... So, what?
I love those guys.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I do too. They really came right out and... I want to ask you, what's going on with that? I mean, because I know Carolyn Snyder. Are you familiar with her?
No, I don't know her.
Okay, she's a doctor up in New Hampshire, and she wrote an article. In fact, I can send it to Deanna, and then Deanna, I'm sorry, Deanna can send it to you. It's called The Dirty Works of Promoting Recycling of America's Sewage Sludge. Mm-hmm. And why I called in today because, what you were talking about how, you know, the water is really toxic and how they wanted an easy way to do away with it, how they start putting it, using it as fertilizer. Mm-hmm. I believe you mentioned that, Pam. Well, she goes into Carolyn Snyder, and she'll go right to the origin of how this all got started. And what I guess my main focal point, what I want to bring out on Deanna's show today was Dr. Lewis. He was the microbiologist for the EPA for, I want to say, 30-some years. And he was like their number one man, the man that they went to for, you know, making big decisions. And there is a rule that they have. It's called the 503.9 rule. And this is before they even started land applying this, I call it toxic sewage sludge. They have reduced it to biosolids because it's a less offensive terminology, if you will.
We call it here, it's called nutrient management here.
Oh, gee. They've reduced it lower, huh?
Oh, yeah, anything to distract people.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
one of my students actually delivers a sewage sludge to farms. One of my avid students. We have very interesting conversations.
Oh, I guess you would, yes. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, I'm just trying to recollect my thoughts. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring this up because it's something I address in my first book, The Great Bird Flu Hoax, and it's about the problems associated with these manure lagoons that are outside of these factory farms and how incredibly contaminated this manure is with everything from residue from the drugs the animals have been given to heavy metals to pathogens and so on. And one of the things I learned when I was doing research for the Great Bird Flu Hoax was that scientists were saying that if there is going to be some sort of pandemic, it's going to be because of these factory farms. And so essentially what you're saying is they're taking this extremely contaminated manure and using it as very cheap fertilizer for a lot of the farms. And so what are we seeing with the spread of this manure? We're seeing increased rates of foodborne illness because they're using this manure to fertilize all sorts of vegetation, for example. So when we're hearing things like, you know, tomatoes are carrying this foodborne illness, or spinach is carrying this illness and all these people are getting sick, we have to question what were these farms using as fertilizer, because this fertilizer is in many cases just going on the ground wet. It's not treated at all to try and kill or control the pathogens within it. So yeah. It's a very risky practice, but it's a lot cheaper to do it this way than to use the other forms of fertilizer sometimes.
Well, I'm coming from a totally different angle. Mm-hmm. I'm coming from, this goes back, what I was trying to talk about with Dr. Caroline Snyder and Dr. David Lewis. I'm talking about all the stuff that goes down the toilet and, mm-hmm. and all the factories and all the industries and everything that gets collected in the water treatment plants, and now with the fracking and you know, it's much more dangerous because there's so much I can talk about, but I have to keep focused. You brought out
and we are running out of time.
Oh.
So
I do understand what you're saying, and you're right, it is in the news more and more recently about the water supply being contaminated with a lot of the residues that are essentially coming through the toilet system.
Well, yeah, this goes way, way back. This mm-hmm. goes way, way back. People have been dying all over the United States because of this toxic sewage sludge, which is sewage sludge that, like I said, anything and everything you can imagine that goes down the toilet and down the sink and all mm-hmm. the industries and factories. And just real, real quick, I just want to say, Deanna, if I may, you were talking about the factory farms regarding manure. Well, here in Pennsylvania, this little boy, Tony Buen, they spread this toxic sewage sludge that they got from the water treatment plants, which they got from everything that goes down the toilet. And he was riding his four-wheeler, and he fell in it. And within not too long after that, he died. He expired because he came down with horrible infections. Mm-hmm. And we would go to meetings, and the farmers would say, well, why is it that if I spread my cow manure on my farm, I don't have to wait X amount of time before I can actually walk on my land, whereas when you spread this toxic sewage sludge that goes down the toilet and drain, what have you, they have to wait X amount of time before they can even step a foot on it because it's so toxic. So that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, no, it's all good points, and I think it still comes back to the answer, and I know somebody emailed in about pink slime. I think it comes back to, okay, we can spend all sorts of time focusing on the problems here, whether it's pink slime or foodborne illness because of all this really irresponsible agricultural practice.
Pam, I'm sorry, but, I have to cut you off because we have to go to a break.
Yep, but we'll finish that in a second.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Back. Our guest today has been Pam Colleen. Her website is pamcolleen.com, and we have about 4 minutes. Could you just talk briefly about gut flora and hydrochloric acid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's happening today, of course, is you know, because of bad diet and so on, we are breaking down our digestive systems. Added to that, of course, an added injury to that, of course, is the overuse of antibiotics. And so that keeps throwing off the balance of gut flora so that we can properly digest and assimilate the nutrients from the foods that we're eating. So one of the number one complaints you hear about with people is digestive stress. And so some of the things people can do to help turn the situation around is to return to the foods that help encourage gut flora, proper gut flora balance in the gut. And that would be things like real yogurt, real kefir, real sauerkraut, and possibly even taking probiotics. And that will help acidify the gut so that your friendly bacteria, and you think about the word acidophilus, right, the first four letters are A-C-I-D. What you must do is properly acidify your gut so that the acidophilus or the friendly bacteria will flourish. And so what happens with people is another element, and that is low hydrochloric acid levels. And that's, you need to have enough hydrochloric acid to digest protein, break the protein down into the smaller structures, which are the amino acids, so that the amino acids will properly fuel the rest of the body. And unfortunately, because we're not getting enough zinc in our diet, so many of us are deficient in hydrochloric acid. So people can supplement with hydrochloric acid if they feel they need to. If you have things like burping or bloating or gas, many times taking hydrochloric acid can be very, very helpful, especially where vegetarians or vegans in particular are concerned. They tend to have a lot of digestive distress, and when they go back to eating animal foods, many of them do need to take something like hydrochloric acid just to help properly acidify the gut. Because remember, when the body becomes zinc deficient, you need to have enough zinc in order to produce the hydrochloric acid. And that's one reason why vegetarians and people who are red meat phobic in general tend to get low hydrochloric acid levels in their body. So they have a lot of digestive problems.
Very interesting. That is great. And the gut flora, I mean, that is where everything starts, isn't it? I mean, that's mm-hmm. your immune system is there. And mm-hmm. if things aren't working there, and you talk about fermented foods, and you mentioned sauerkraut, and that's real sauerkraut. The kind
real, yeah, I say real because you want to make sure they're properly produced and that they're not, pasteurized, homogenized, killerized, nukerized, or whatever. If you've got farm fresh yogurt, farm fresh kefir, raw sauerkraut, raw milk, if you can get these real foods, then yeah, you have a much better chance at keeping your gut flora intact.
Great.
And remember, your gut is your second brain, so you gotta keep it healthy.
Great. Well, we are out of time. I so appreciate you being on the program today, Pam. It's been very informative, and I hope that you will come back.
I would love to, Deanna. Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.